Talking through the Monument Wildcat Sports on the Jim Davis Show.
And joining us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's the coach of the Fruit of Monument Wildcats baseball team, your Southwestern League champions. Casey Sullivan joins us. Casey, thanks for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us again.
I know that for your ball club, you wrapped up the league title a couple of weeks ago, and now just trying to finish strong as you head toward the 5A postseason. 9-game winning streak, of course, with that win against Grand Junction on Saturday over at Saplesio. So your team peaking, playing some of their best baseball right now heading into the postseason.
That's the plan anyways. It's like we kind of said at the beginning of the year that we want to this is the time of year when we need to be playing our best baseball, and so hopefully we can kind of continue on with it and continue to improve as well.
I mentioned 9-game winning streak right now for your club. What are the things that have been the takeaways for you that you've really, maybe an area or two that you've improved upon from earlier in the season that you're executing really well right now?
Yeah, a lot. You know, when I look at our pitching, throughout the season, I think we've got that dialed in a lot better than the first half of the season. Also offensively, we've been able to start executing certain plays, certain situations, and we've been doing a lot better job with that as well.
Casey Sullivan, Fruit of Monument Wildcats baseball coach, joining us on the team today. 11-6 win over Grand Junction on Saturday. And look, I think for the Tigers, I mean, they were able to give you a bit of a tussle on Saturday. They scored the 5 runs in the 6th inning, started to kind of mount a comeback, and you want a little bit of pressure at this point of the season. You don't want every game to go out and be a run rule game or anything like that. You want your team to be tested, and particularly in certain situations, to get you ready for the postseason.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The best. If we can get that type of game and some of those where it does make it a little more, intense and the pressure up a little bit, I think it's only good for us. And so, they mounted a little comeback there, and we were able to make some pretty quick adjustments and be able to finish it there. But, I think we're going to need that because I think this weekend I'm sure we'll get some pretty good baseball.
No doubt about it. Casey Sullivan, head coach of the Fruit of Monument Wildcats baseball team with us. And that win against Grand Junction, Hunter Smolinski had a 3 RBI day. Dylan Noah did as well. Both those guys doing a nice job at the plate for you, Casey, in that win over Grand Junction.
Yeah, definitely. Hunter, we call him Scuba, he did a great job there. It was nice. We were able to execute a hit and run, and then he followed it up with a squeeze bunt there. And so I think anytime high schoolers are able to execute and control their bat heads, it's you get kind of excited about that type of stuff. And so, very, very pleased with both those two performances.
And your kids had to be thrilled to finally get a chance to play at Saplesio. And you got to step on that field for the first time this entire season because of the work that's been going on there. And that had to add to the fun of that being on the field at Saplesio.
Yeah, definitely. That's really exciting for the kids. I look at our seniors, when they were sophomores, that was the COVID year. And so I think we got a ball game there that year. And then the next year, everything was kind of pushed later. And so our seniors really haven't really got to play there at all. And so they were pretty amped up to get to go play at the ballpark. And so, yeah, I think that helped with a little bit of momentum as well for us.
So you wrap up the season today, the regular season, at Canyonview this time when you take on Grand Junction. And Cole Jones got the win for you the last time out. What does it look like in terms of pitching today against the Tigers?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think we got everybody. So, we may throw the whole kitchen sink at them today because I don't know that we want to overwork anybody as we work towards the weekend and things like that. And so it'll probably be a mixed match of guys and different things like that, try to keep them off balance as much as we can.
And so right now we look at ahead to the 5A state baseball tournament, the RPI right now in 5A. Casey, your Wildcats are number 18. And so a good position as you get ready, of course, to get ready for the second chapter of the season, which is, of course, the 5A baseball tournament.
Yep. Yeah, I think where we're at right now, that's not a terrible spot. So I think hopefully we'll get a decent draw with everything. And, you know, and then again, once you know, Saturday shows up, it's, you know, everybody plays real good baseball on that day. And we'll definitely have to come with our A game. We don't have to be perfect, but we do need to be good. And so, you know, I think we can have a good week of practice. And the kids still seem to be pretty well bought in and ready to go, and I think they're pretty anxious for this weekend.